Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbat Shalom. We're continuing the last day of the parasha, Parasha Yitro, some Musar, a couple of minutes of great Torah. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shalom of all the Cholim, Rechlanam, Shalom Deborah, Chabach, and Nishan, El Melech, and Nubam, and Rifkas, Harbon, Menir, Shalom, and Masarad, and Rechad, and Fah, and Dibra, Rifkab, and Chag, Rifkab, and Seher, Shalom, and Seher, Fahim, and Am, Shabbat, and Fah, and Miriam, Yehudam, and Yifah, Chayis, and Rechad, and Chanas, and Chab, and Makam, and Rechad, 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 וגם עוד פעם רבנית חנה בן סימה פרחי אמרתי וגם יצחק בן יפה וגם אביגל דינה בת אסתר להבדיל נשמע רחל בת אליהו דוד בן אליהו בועז בן אבנם דינה בת אהרום רחל להבדיל נשמע דבורה בת מרים. Okay, פרשת יתרו. There's one very very interesting concept in this week's parasha, and that is how the Jewish people prepare for the receiving of the Torah. And I think this is one of the most valuable lessons to learn, because from how we can study that the Jewish people prepare for Har Sinai is how we actually teach ourselves how we prepare, number one, for Kabbalat HaTorah when we receive the Torah on Shavuot. But also, even more than that, is how we're supposed to prepare ourselves in general for important events and situations that come up. And I think one of the most common misconceptions people have is how they prepare properly for going into marriage, going into life, bringing children into the world, doing all types of stages in life, not having the proper knowledge of what's coming next. And so if we study the parasha a little bit more in depth to understand how the Jewish people prepare, we can kind of gain, I think, a little bit more knowledge. Hashem tells the Jewish people, for 3 days, I want you to prepare for Kabbalat HaTorah from Har Sinai. And I want you to separate from your wives for these 3 days. I want you to stay focused on these 3 days. I want you to focus on what we're about to step ourselves into. You know, and I think somebody, usually when a person is becoming a Khatan also, this mindset of that week before his marriage, a lot of times a lot of pressure on him, but that week before his marriage is very focused on, okay, now you're taking the next step in your life. But I want to focus more on just preparing for important situations in general. Person has, let's say, an important business meeting or interview. Preparing for that properly. A person has to put in their effort and due diligence in this world and prepare on their end to make sure that they can do everything in their power to put in whatever they can to succeed. And the rest, they have to understand that they have to rely from Hashem. And this level and belief system that we have, that we put in our effort and we rely that everything else is taken care from Hashem, this is the level of emunah that we have to have. That means that you can't think if you put in your full effort and it didn't work out at the end, that you get upset at Hashem and you say, ah, why did he do this? Why did he do that? Of course, everyone has emotions. You have feelings. Something doesn't happen the way you would hope for. You can feel upset. That's part of your emotion. But to remember in the front face of your mind that Hashem is telling us when you have important situations come up, you need to do your efforts to prepare. You need to make sure that you focus on what you're doing. You need to make sure that you put full force into what you're doing to prepare for that situation that's coming up. And when the situation comes up, you do everything in your power that you can, and you trust in Hashem that the rest will be taken care of. There's many times I deal with high school or college kids, and they ask me questions. A lot of questions you get is about cheating on tests, on exams. This is a very common question you get. And it's, everyone in the class is cheating. Am I allowed to do that also? Or is that considered not ethical? Is it not correct? And I said to him, let me ask you a better question. If everyone you knew was cheating on their wives, would you be allowed to do it also? If everyone was stealing, would you be allowed to do it also? If everyone was doing something wrong, would you be allowed to do it also? What makes it correct because everybody else is doing something wrong? How does it make what you're doing okay just because everybody else is doing wrong? If anything, the opposite. The only way that you can be an effect on other people is by setting an example. Do what's right and try to have an effect on others just by setting an example. Right? Why am I saying this? Because a lot of times a person, they get distracted by the environment around them and by the people around them that affect them, and it changes how our mentality is, and it causes us to act in a different way, and we don't prepare properly for the things we're supposed to prepare for. This is one example. In those type of age groups, they're preparing for exams is one example. In our example, many times a person has to prepare for a presentation at work. And what does he do? He realizes that I didn't prepare properly. So he tries to half in and put in, half in, half out, and so act as if he knows all the answers. And when they start asking him questions, what does he say? yeah, I know this, and then he starts making up answers. This is, that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, you need to prepare your end properly. You didn't prepare properly, be honest. Be straight with yourself. Be an honest human being, be straight with yourself. Because he's asking of us, Hashem is asking, prepare for Har Sinai. You're going up to Har Sinai, prepare properly when you get, you're receiving the Torah, one of the holiest days of the world, of the year, of all of eternity. You're becoming now part of Am Yisrael, you're part of Jewish nation. Every single day we have different opportunities and situations where we have to prepare for. I'll give you another example. A person is going home from work. They're coming home to their wife, coming home to their children. And now, they want to go into their home and go eat dinner with their wife and go see their children. And they say, I just want to walk in. I don't want to prepare for anything. I just want to walk in. Is there something maybe you need to prepare for before you walk into the house? So I'll tell you a story from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Levecha. There's a story one time. This is a very, very, one of the biggest Rabbanim amongst the Ashkenazim, who was very, very big on Shalom Bayit. He said at his wife's burial, when his wife passed away, he said, I never had to apologize for anything I did to my wife. This is what he said. For someone to be able to say such things, you need to, he said, I never had to say sorry for anything I did. I never did anything that I need to say sorry for halachically. Because I never hurt her in any way. For someone to be able to say such words, I think we can learn a lesson from it. He would say that every time before he would walk into his house, he would take 60 seconds outside and just think about, I'm about to walk into the home. Let me think about everything my wife has done for me today. Everything that was done in the home today. The house was clean, food was made, the kids were taken care of. Everything in the house, everything is kept together from the wife. Or the mother of the home. You think about all these thoughts of appreciation of how much they did for you before you walk into the house. You prepare that mindset. Now you walk in and now it's a completely different atmosphere. Completely different. The mentality is completely changed. And it's so important for a man to do this. And I'll tell you why. It's because a lot of times men, they're coming home from work and they have a work mind on their head. So the way a man's work mind works is solution based. I have a question I need to answer. The wife has a problem. She comes to you with a problem. Here's the answer. Here's the solution. But women don't work like that. There's a book written by John Gray. It's a famous book. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Very famous book that is recommended, world-renowned book. And he writes one idea in there that's a fascinating idea that every man needs to know. Is that a woman, when she is coming to you with her emotions, with her problems, with things that are difficult about her, she doesn't want you to give her an answer to her problem. She never wants the answer. Unless she's asking you directly, clear and direct, black and white. Can you tell me what to do? If she doesn't say that, she's not asking for you to help her with her situation. What does she want from you? She wants your ears. She wants to see that you care. So for example, I'll give you a very clear example. You come home from work. You're very tired. Very difficult day. Your head is spinning. You come home. And she comes and tells you, you don't know what this person did to me today. They did this, and they did that, and they did this, and this. And she starts complaining. And what is your thing? Okay, well, why didn't you just do this with her? If she was doing this to you, why didn't you do this back? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you respond like this? And you start thinking solutions. Why? Because your mind is in the solution-based force. You're thinking like a man. But the woman doesn't need that. Even if you give her the correct answer, that's not what she wants. You can help her more by just saying, wow, I'm so sorry you had such a difficult day. It must have been so hard. It'll help them so much more internally by just saying that. And it's not something I learned from experience. It's something I've seen from all of my teachers, all of experience of elders who have taught me, saying you can give her every answer in the world. It's not logic. There's no logic you can give them that'll receive an answer. The way a woman works is through emotion. The only way for you to train, for all of us to train ourselves properly when walking into a home, is to prepare yourself before. The Torah is teaching us in this week's parasha, the Jewish people prepare for Har Sinai, telling us that anytime you have an important situation, and it's not the biggest of situations, it could be anything. You're going into your own home. You're going home to see your parents. You're going home to see one spouse. You have to prepare your mindset and your mentality properly in order to create that peace of mind that you can continue and continue and continue and never get stuck. Because if you don't prepare properly, you'll end up falling. You'll end up getting stuck in a situation where, like a college person will ask, can I cheat on my exam? And what's going to happen next with a marriage? Chas v'shalom. So a person should always prepare their mindset properly, preparing for exams, preparing for family, preparing for marriage, and presentation, preparing for when you're walking into your home, preparing your mentality and your mindset so that you always have a peace of mind and you always share peace of mind with family, with your children, with one's own spouse. And presentation, when we take this idea of always preparing properly from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem, we should always prepare properly and always gather together in happy occasions. Have a great day. Shabbat Shalom.